This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. It's Christmas Eve. Maybe you're driving to Grandma's house for that annual family gathering, which would be lovely if only you didn't have to deal with your family. To make you feel a little better about your family follies, we've invited in Justin Raz and Alec Brownstein. They're the authors of 50 Relatives Worse Than Yours. Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Some of these people really are my relatives. Were you inspired by real life? Like, you know, I know the shrimp ring bringer.
We have the same grandmother?
Definitely inspired by real life, although we might have to go into hiding after this.
Let me just list a few of the relatives in this book. There's the back on the single scene dad. There's Grandpa Speedo, the slightly racist grandparent. These pictures, are they really pictures of your relatives?
Yes, these photos are ripped out of family photo albums. So, for example, Shrimp Ring Bringer is a photo of shrimp rings that my grandmother used to bring, 30 shrimp for $2.99. It's quite frightening.
With cocktail sauce.
And some of the others?
Slightly racist grandmother was a grandmother, but on the other side. And you have the force feeder, which was my great-grandmother. She was assured that I was anorexic just because I wouldn't have, like, three helpings, you know.
The back on the single scene dad is one close to my heart, as my father re-entered the single scene during my adolescence. And it's not a good time for kind of you and your dad to be out there looking for someone new.
So what do people think that you've put them in this little book to make fun of them?
Luckily, celebrity has trumped dignity in our society, so I think I'm in the clear.
Also, we tended to try to use photographs of people who are dead because they're less likely to sue from beyond the grave.
Now, your book has these little profiles and mottos for some of these people. Would you like to share a few mottos with us?
Beside the photo of the gold digger, which is the trophy wife, her motto is, "No money, no honey."
Also named...
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin. Oh, okay.
My father is onto his fifth wife, actually.
Another great motto, this is Alec, is the really firm handshaker. And the really firm handshaker is oftentimes an uncle who, you know, his idea of manliness is how firm a handshake you give. So you really have to avoid him to keep your hands from being crushed in his vice-like grip. His motto is, "Put her there." What? You call that a handshake?
So I'd like to know, do each of you have your very favorite in this book that you'd like to share with us?
My favorite is probably Grandpa Speedo. Grandpa Speedo also hits close to home, and I probably shouldn't mention specifically who. But I do have a close relative who, and I guess he's trying to shave seconds off his lap time or get that all-over bronze tan, but... He likes to spend time by the pool and by the ocean in a Speedo, and it's especially embarrassing when you have, you know, friends and neighbors dropping by the pool or dropping by your blanket at the beach, and it kind of makes for an uncomfortable day.
And what's with the perfect family? That's the first entry in this book, and I'm not sure I like them very much.
We're very envious. We're a society. Schadenfreude is the pleasure of taking...
It's joy at other people's misfortune.
Right.
And you don't get any of that with the perfect family.
Yeah, they, you know, the kids went to the Ivy League schools. You know, the father is great looking, has all his hair. He looks 15 younger than he really is. And they're really, really nice and happy. And you're looking for the flaw. And you can't find it. So it really puts up a mirror to your own flaws. And that's why you'd rather not be at their house, which is obviously much better than yours for the holidays.
Yeah, although Ted Bundy looked pretty normal. He looked like a pretty clean-cut guy from the outside. And so, you know, you're hoping that the perfect family has that dirty secret as well.
Justin Raz and Alec Brownstein are the authors of 50 Relatives Worse Than Yours. Thanks for joining us, and I hope that your relatives don't give you too much grief this holiday season.
Thank you.
Bye, Debbie.